I couldn't bear to look at Samantha. Naked heartbreak strained her face. Because of me. At the end of my first day back at SDU, two cops stuffed me in the back of a police cruiser right in front of her. I felt like a complete douche nugget. You can romanticize it all you want, but getting arrested fucking sucks. Who wants to go to jail, really? I'd been locked up enough times to know. Samantha tried to catch my attention as the cruiser drove me away, but I avoided her eyes. I felt bad, but I was too embarrassed to look at her, no matter how many points I'd scored by cleaning up the coffee cesspool in her car before the cops showed up. I grinned to myself. That shit had been rank, but enduring the smell was a small price to pay for more time with Samantha. The cop car pulled onto the freeway, taking the 5 south toward downtown. Traffic was heavy. I'd have plenty of time to mull things over. I wasn't sure who was pressing charges against me, but my bet was that fat red-faced fuck who'd been harassing Samantha on the way to campus in the AM. He tries to jump me, and I'm the one hauled downtown? Fuck that shit. I exhaled heavily and pushed away my irritation. For a guy my size, the back of a squad car was cramped quarters. I wanted to slouch down and get comfortable on the bench seat, but with the cuffs on, it wasn't doable. Instead, I leaned my shoulder against the door and rested my head against the glass. Watching the familiar landmark sail past should have been comforting. The mural with the waves and surfers on the storage building in Pacific Beach was pretty nice, but my favorite was always the huge mural of humpback whales on the side of the Chevrolet dealership. Those painted whales swam in a vast emerald ocean, elegant symbols of graceful mobility and independence. Sadly, the artsy roadside surroundings, the blue skies overhead, and the Pacific Ocean, a hop skip to my right, were now an infinite distance from my grasp. They taunted me with promises of fleeting freedom, a stark contrast to my current situation. Screw it. I wasn't letting the cage of this squad car trap my spirit. My mind was free to roam and seek safe harbor. A smile crept across my face as I pictured Samantha in my mind's eye. Not the downer moment when she'd panicked at the sight of the cops cuffing me, but all the magic moments before that since this morning. Like when I'd bumped into her coming out of the Student Center bookstore, and she laughed when I told her my name was Adonis. I think that made her the first chick who'd ever openly mocked my middle name. Most girls melted when I said it, like I was some kind of celebrity movie star. Sure, I'd gotten giggles galore and countless stripper laughs from all kinds of bar babes in the past, but not Samantha's sour-faced disdain. I kinda liked it. She was all spark and no bullshit. It helped she was epic hot. Too bad she couldn't see it for herself. But it was clear as day to me. Underneath her self-doubt, she was supernova, incendiary hot. My lips curled in my trademarked cocky smirk. I could handle it. I liked fire. Getting burned let you know you were alive. The funny thing about Samantha was that, even though she was a total hottie, she was a complete spaz. Her firestorm emotions constantly tore up her good looks, turning her face purse-dog ugly half the time. Like when Fatty had tried to climb into her VW on the way to campus, the look on her face had been the visual equivalent of nails grinding across a chalkboard. Totally heinous. But it was only temporary.